All my time to listen.
Today we launched the 10 days of activism, and we are happy that Protect Our Children is struggling, and at this point I'd like to invite Paula Mbiko to give us an overview of our project.
Yes, thank you so much, Joanne. Thank you for giving us this opportunity to listen to us and the opportunity for us to talk about the project and extending this activism in terrible jurisdiction to all the listeners out there. Protect is a charity, it protects the children for the Africa, right? We got funding from the embassy kingdom of Netherlands in Uganda. And we have partnered with the IRC, International Rescue Committee, which has Uganda, Humanitarian Inclusion, Vision, Uganda, and Open Capital Advisors. The main object of the project is to ensure broadly aims to enhance sexual and reproductive health and social well-being among adolescent, youth, and women in Uganda's Western region, that is in Terego. The project focuses on improving access to sexual reproductive health rights services, strengthening education systems, promoting economic empowerment, transforming negative social norms, and fostering inclusive governance. Specifically, the project focuses on reducing preventable maternal deaths, teenage pregnancies, sexual and gender-based violence, child marriages, and HIV infections among adolescents. The project covers 63 districts across 89 subcounties, 167 health facilities, and 952 schools, targeting a total population of 2,000, 2,801,205, of which 55% are female, and approximately 688,240 are refugees in various settlements. These include adolescent young people aged 10 to 24, including those not in education, employment, or training, people with disabilities, and teenage mothers, with an estimated target of 718,616 individuals. 12% are people with disabilities, women of reproductive age aged 25 to 49, with an estimated target of 317,289 individuals in the district. Our core intervention in the project are, we're looking at the school, the community, and the health facility at large. Our major pathways in this project, we are strengthening integrated climate-related sexual reproductive health rights and sexual gender-based violence and family delivery. We are improving the capacity of schools and community structures to deliver sexuality education. We transform social and gender norms We also do economic empowerment of target groups to overcome barriers to sexual reproductive health rights and sexual gender-based services. Service access in all the districts. We strengthen governance, accountability, and social systems in all the districts that we are implementing. We look at health, and under health, we strengthen the purpose of health workers, ensure reliable and consistent supply of essential medicines, including critical sexual reproductive health rights commodities. We deliver integrated community outreach services to expand access to quality and primary health care. Under education, we improve school infrastructure and menstrual hygiene management practices. We train teachers on delivery of sexuality education in schools. And economic empowerment and support village savings and loan associations, income generating activities, and provide financial literacy and entrepreneurship training to the women and girls in the communities. Under social norms and transformation, community and religious engagement, youth advocacy and mentorship. Promote gender equality and positive masculinity. We also address culture, religious, and financial barriers. Through advocacy and community engagement, under governance and accountability, we strengthen governance and accountability mechanisms at district level for quality delivery of social services. All that is done by HR projects in the six districts of Terego, Maracha, Koboko, Nebbi, Pakwach, and Nyembe district. Thank you very much at this point.
I would like to invite Sharon to specifically talk to us about what 16 days of activism is, and let us know why 16 days of activism is significant.
Okay, thank you very much. I'm very sure many people have heard what 16 days of activism is, but they really do not know what is going on. So, 16 days of activism against gender violence is a global civil society-led campaign that runs from the 25th of November to the 10th of December. It's an international day for elimination of violence against women, and it ends on the 10th of November. International Human Rights Day highlighting that violence against women is the most pervasive breach of human rights worldwide. It has mobilized individuals, civil society, government, and international organizations to advocate for the elimination of violence against women and girls. The significant day commemorated during these 16 days of activism. They are 25th of November 2025, which is today. This day eliminates violence against women and girls, and then the 1st of December for the commemoration of World AIDS Day, and then we will have 3rd of December for commemoration of World Disability Day, then we will have the 10th of December is World Human Rights Day. So 16 days of activism is significant because it supports in raising awareness about gender-based violence as a human rights issue at the local, international, and regional levels. It also supports in strengthening local work around violence against women and girls. It also supports in establishing a clear link between the local and international work to end violence against women. It also supports in providing a forum in which organizers can develop and share new effective strategies. And it also supports in demonstrating the solidarity of women around the world, organizing against violence. It also supports in demonstrating the solidarity of women around the world, organizing against violence against women and girls.
Thank you so much. So orange to the world. I'm very sure if you stare around, let's say, the celebrations of 16 days of activism, you've been wondering why it is orange. So orange symbolizes a bright future, free from violence and serves as a unifying theme for global awareness campaign. The color used to orange through decoration and public awareness initiative to draw attention to the issue and advocate for an end of violence against women and girls. This year, as the World Mama Declaration platform action, one of the most progressive international agreements on women's rights to date. The UNITE campaign focuses on one of the fastest growing forms of violence, which is digital violence against all women and girls. The world unites to end violence against women and girls as a global theme for the 16 days of activism this year. So there are some examples of digital violence. Some of them include sexual harassment online through text messages or images, unwanted sexual advances, blackmail and threatening messages.
And the other, And the background is angry, because there are more important things that they really need to sell with their people right now. I was going to say, And that was the Andra, the Minkan, Now, present, sexual,
and these are important cases.
And there are many more that are not important.
Then, stroke, cases, and then,
So, the downward trend, but not palatable.
So,
So this is the trend of the situation of violence against women and girls. We are saying women and girls because don't bring equal to a man who are
Hanzi ya inisusu wa njusu di mwadya Mama, the peace is in Amanda, or far you GP, Saturday, Mamma, religious leaders and cultural leaders.
Yeah, 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 y Thank you for making this possible.